Good evening, everyone. This is Jim Brown. I'm convening the first meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Program Committee meeting. And we'll open up the meeting by just having first a roll call. Don't have all the names. Hold on a second. Oh, here we are. Can I first ask, before I do that, let me ask someone to be pro tem secretary for tonight? Someone to volunteer? Anyone?
I'll do that, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Do you want me to call a roll?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm going from the Programming Committee on KPFTX, which I assume is correct. Jessica Palomar. Rodrigo.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here. Oh!
Okay. George?
Yeah, sorry, I had to get a piece of paper to make a note. Rodrigo Argueta. Jim Brown is here.
Yeah.
Janet Coleman. Russell Dale.
Eric Rainey.
Benito Diaz. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Reggie Johnson. Kim Kaufman. Fred Klunder.
Kim is here.
Odom.
Kim is here.
Fred, you're here?
Yeah, I was on mute.
Doyle Odom. Steve Pride. Eric Rooney.
Speaking.
George Ryder, I'm here. John Riley.
Dean
Roberts.
Thank you.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
Present.
David Welsh. Is anyone here whose name I didn't call?
I don't know. This Benito.
Benito, hi.
Hey, everybody. Hey, George.
Good. We have 9 members. We have 18 people in the committee by my count, which means we need one more person for quorum.
One more for quorum?
This is me, Jim.
Yes.
I think that list on KPFTX is still not current. I don't know if you can send George the list that I had sent you, because I do not believe that Russell Dale is on the committee this year.
He's not on.
I do not believe so. I don't have access to the Internet right now, but I'm pretty sure that he's not. So if you could use the list that I sent rather than whatever they have there.
Did you send it to everybody or just to Jim?
I sent it to the convener.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll send that list. I'll pull it up and send it. Okay. So...
And is Russell Dale not there?
He's not there.
Okay, well, that, we have 17 members on the committee, and so 9 is a quorum.
Yes. And I'll send that to you shortly, George.
Okay. Can you send it to everybody?
I will send it to everybody. I'll send this to everyone. And... George volunteered to be timekeeper as well, and he just did a roll call. Now, as far as the agenda for this is our first meeting. I think it's very important for us to, before we do anything else, just to introduce ourselves and let everyone know who everyone is. Because I don't know everyone, but I do know most of you.
Mr. Chair, can I interrupt you for 1 second for the PFW people? I do not, this is Eric, I don't have dial information for the night's mask call. Benito or Vanessa, do you have it?
Yes.
Dialing information for tonight's call.
Who's that?
Eric.
Yeah, there's a mass committee meeting tonight.
Oh, the mass committee.
You don't give that up, public.
Okay, Benito, I'll send you an email then.
All right.
Okay.
I heard my name. Does anybody need me for something?
I don't even know if I have it.
Somebody brought in something else. What we need to do now is just have everyone introduce themselves, please. I'm Jim Brown from WPFW. This is my second term. My second time being on the PMB committee. I am a programmer at WPFW, and I produce a daily show there. That's me. Anyone else?
Are we going in alphabetical order? Or?
No, we don't have to. Go ahead.
Why don't we just go by station since you started, Jim?
WPFW. Go ahead.
So this is Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW.
So this is Benito from PFW, and I'm a listener member, and I've been on this this PMB programming committee since like 2010, except for last year.
This is Eric Ramey from WPFW. I'm in my second year on the listener station board, and have just begun an underwriting program for the station.
What?
Okay. Okay.
Excuse me. What did he say? You just started underwriting? What?
Let's move on.
Yeah.
He said he was an underwriter for the station. Anyway, BAI.
Serene?
WBAI. Serene?
Yes, I'm sorry. Question?
Anyone else? We're doing a roll call now. Not a roll call, but we're doing introductions. The one from each station introducing themselves.
Oh, Serene, WBAI.
Anyone else from BAI? Anyone from T?
You want to say something about yourself, Serene?
This is David Welsh. I just joined the call.
Oh, good.
Hi, David.
David.
Hello?
Yes. David?
Is it? Yes.
Okay.
Is this the programming committee?
The programming committee, and we're right now we're introducing ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And what station are you from?
I'm from KPFA. I'm a member of the LSB.
KPFA. Members from KPFA?
I'm from KPFA.
And you are, introduce yourself?
David Welsh, I just did.
Okay. Anyone else from KPFA?
I'm sorry. Benito, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
David, and also everybody else, can you say something about yourself? So we can know, who's who. I mean, like you listen to rep or staff rep or something,
Right. Well, this is David. I'm a listener rep. I'm a new member of the LSB. I'm a trade unionist and a movement activist. What can I say?
You just got my vote.
Okay, anyone, and next is Berkeley.
We just did Berkeley.
Who was that?
Is David Walsh from Berkeley, KPFA?
Yeah.
Okay.
KPFA from Berkeley.
Okay, let's do Kay then.
Okay.
Nobody else from KPFA present?
Just not.
Okay. Skip T then.
Well, wait a minute. Are you skipping K?
No. I said K and nobody said anything. So
no, you then somebody said, well, that's all from KPFA. This is Kim Kaufman. I'm from KPFK. I'm a listener rep, and I'm on the PNB as well.
Hi, Kim.
And who else? Anyone else from K? KPFT.
Well, this is George Ryder. I have a show on KPFT called Thresholds. It's about new possibilities in the society. I've been on the board off and on for about 4 or 5 years, and I shoot a mean game of pool.
You're putting yourself behind the eight ball.
Anyone else from T?
Nancy, Saiba, and Aditomi. I'm a listener. What is it called? Listeners. What is it? Listener board member. I was a runner-up, so I got on in April. And I've been on the programming committee, I think 2010 and 2011.
Right.
I think I was with Kim at that time.
And 12.
Oh, really? Remember.
That's my memory.
Okay.
Hey. Great. I'm, anyone else from T?
Oh, yes.
Anyone?
Yes, this is Jessica Apolinar. Jessica Mendoza-Polinar with KPFT. I'm a programmer member. I've been involved with KPFT and the LSC for the last 5 years. I served on the PNB 2 of those last 5 years. I'm still currently on a program. My program is important, special to me, and the reason why I involve myself with any of this, because we have the last organic FM metal show in Houston. And having been to other markets on the East, West Coast, North, I've been in New York now, listened to every other radio station. There's not a whole lot of metal going around nowadays. So I happen to have that to not only support, but to try to maintain as far as giving not only youth, but talented artists or people that just think in different ways, giving them an opportunity to be heard by being on KPFT. And then the PMB, it's important to me to at least try to distinguish the difference between programmer-run radio, program director-run radio, and artist-driven radio. So, and I feel like we, you know, this program committee can also help with that as well, because we're being, a lot of us are being shut and closed up by internet radio. So anyway, again, my name is Jessica. They also call me Jessica Kill, and I'm with KPFT, and I call Nancy Fibera and George Ryder. They're also LSP members, sisters and brothers to me, so I'm hoping we can get our family together here.
Great. Very good. Serene, are you there? Serene?
Mr. Chair, excuse me a second. Benita Vanessa, the dial-in info has just materialized on the internet.
I'm sorry?
Ben?
What? Hey, Eric, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
The dial-in numbers for the call tonight, they have just shown up. You got
okay,
it.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
I should understand what he said.
That the dial-in information for the mass committee meeting just appeared on the inbox.
Thank you. Okay. Well, folks, this is our first meeting, and we have no set agenda other than to... for those members who have been on before, if you could give us a little history of what this committee has done in the past, it would help us to familiarize ourselves with the committee and what's doing. Because I'm new on this committee, and there are a few other people who are new on the committee. So I would rely on those who have been here before to just give us a brief history of the committee, from last year or the year before.
Okay, Jim Benito for a sec.
Yes.
You know, George was the chair for, I don't know how many years, George. Certainly during the last few years, except for last year, I guess. I don't even know if there was a committee last year, or else I would have been on it. but maybe I think that George could probably be able to give an appropriate summary.
George?
Yeah, I was the chair for a year and a half. So it was, and in that period, the and it didn't meet last year. It wasn't convened. In that period, what we did was really one of the main issues that we worked on was the program council resolution, which I sent you. I sent it to PROGLIST, which I presume everybody who's on the KPFTX list will get it. So you should have all got that. And we worked on that for a considerable amount of time. And its intention was to implement the requirement in the bylaws that management and the LSPs work cooperatively with regard to programming. So this was a way of doing that. And it was eventually passed by the PMB. It was in January of 2013 it was passed.
Okay.
It hasn't been implemented. I would like to see it implemented, and it's certainly one of the things I'm going to be working on. I don't know that the committee needs to take it up again since it was passed by the PMB, but it was the main focus, and I think we must have had five or six meetings about it, really thinking about what was needed in order to resolve these conflicts over programming which are going on all the stations. They're going on right now. I mean,
yeah,
flares up sometimes, not so much, sometimes a lot. Because people really do care about what's on what the program is. And one had a say in it. One had a say in how it goes. So that was mostly what we did. There are a few other smaller issues that we took up, which I'm having trouble remembering. Maybe Benito can fill me in on that. As they came along, what I can do actually is dig up the motions that were passed. I think I can find them and send them all to the committee on the progress.
Okay, very good.
So, Benito, to the fact.
Thank
you. All right, so George is too modest. My memory is that we spent a whole lot more than four or five meetings on this program council resolution. I remember it, us working on it for 2 years. And we passed it, and then the committee passed it, sent it to the PMB. They rejected it, or I don't know what the hell they did. I wasn't on PMB at the time.
They did reject it.
Oh, okay. So then we worked on it some more. And we worked out some, try to make it more amenable to the powers that be, and then and then it went forward. In addition to that, I would say I remember us working on a proposal regarding national programming. I don't remember what it was right now, but I remember we worked on it. And I remember us working and spending quite a bit of time trying to, I don't know what the proper word is, refine or amend or improve upon or whatever word adjective y'all want to use, the motion or the resolution on Spanish language programming, which had been passed by the PMB some years back.
I'm
almost finished. I think those are the three main motions that we worked on during the last 2 years. And prior to that, the most important thing I remember is a resolution on gag rules, which was passed by the PMB. and which I objected to, but I remember that it was passed by this by the PMB programming committee and then by the PMB. That must have been like in 2010, 2011.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is David Welsh. Describe what was the resolution on gag rules that was passed by the PMB?
Sorry, David, you're breaking up.
So what was the resolution on gag rules that Benito was referring to?
May I respond?
Please do.
I mean,
just a vague recollection, but basically that a programmer who had something to say about an issue going on at the station could not air it on the air unless you gave management 24 hours or something like that, 24 hours notice and got there okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Something along those lines.
And I think Jessica was the next on the stack.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. This is Jessica. Benito, I actually kind of partially remember part of your discussion back in the day when that was important to you. And if I'm not mistaken, it was like Spanish programming was what we were discussing. We were trying to figure out a way to work all the stations' Spanish programming into their programming in existence. And it was coming up against a lot of, I remember this, it would come up against a lot of walls. That's when it became real clear to me that every station, we can go to the PMB, we can have meetings, we can all decide that somebody can be on or shouldn't be on or whatever the opinion is, but if you don't live in that market, if you're not living around the corner from that station or living in the city where that programmer is, it's almost like you're, you know, kind of like subjected to whatever is just going to be played on the radio. So that's why this is real important as far as, you know, what we were talking about at the time and the reason why the program committee is so sticky. What Benito, I remember we discussed at the time because he wasn't on the PMB yet, but I believe I was, and he came to speak at one of our meetings, if I'm not mistaken. But I remember having the distinct idea that even if we all agreed on Spanish program, guess what? We also have to decide which Spanish programming, from which part of which country, from using which dialect, South American, language. Do we include that? The programming issue tied in with that was like a Pandora's box that a lot of people didn't want to. Then when they tried to open the box and try to get everybody collaboratively speaking, it wasn't working. Everybody wants to be in charge of their own station and decide what they want. So the programming committees that have been put together, although have great ideas, they're always up against the locals who say, wait a minute, that doesn't represent me. So I was hoping that this time we put this programming committee together, we can include, you know, that idea and what we're doing. We're not trying to take over programming for each station, but we're trying to get them steered toward their own particular flavor. And I know that Benito and I both completely came up against wall after wall when we were trying to get some collaboration on the Spanish programming, and that's just one idea. That doesn't include all the stations and all the problems that we have on a regular basis with what we have playing and what we have, you know, going on.
Okay.
So that was my experience as being not only part of trying to be part of a programming committee, but also being part of the and the PMB, where people take their opinions and don't understand that the program directors and the people who are in the station all know that we're all volunteers, so they'll take our suggestions. How do we get them to take the suggestions a little more seriously? I still haven't been able to figure that out, so I'm hoping that we can do that this year with this committee. And avoid the problems we had last time, which is trying to micromanage stuff that the locals need to be able to put more input in. I won't be able to tell you what L.A. wants to play. You know, if they said play Spanish music for L.A. and I'm here in Texas, I would not know where to start. Is it bachata, merengue, salsa? Do you see what I'm saying? Every community has its own flavor. They need to be. Mm-hmm. We need to let them feel that they are in charge of their own input, instead of micromanaging from far away and saying everybody needs to play the same thing. That's what I see to be our biggest obstacle.
So
this is David. I'd like to get on stack.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
David Walsh.
Yes. Hold on, David. Hold on a second. Jessica, will you finish?
Hello? David?
Yeah. Okay. I think...
I'm sorry, this is Jessica. Yes, I was finished. My mute turned on by itself. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. So I was reading over this motion, a resolution that was passed by the PMD that was sent by George, and I really like it because, for instance, at KPFA, with the LSB decided to have a program council, and it's never been established. I mean, it was established for a while, and it was dropped, and I do think that if there was some direction from the whole network about the need for a program council, and it looks like this has already been passed, so it's just a question of implementing it. Am I right? I would say that's not micromanaging these stations. That's not interfering with their local autonomy. It's just saying that there has to be a procedure for input into what kind of programming we're going to have. Is it going to be community input and that kind of thing?
Okay. As we get...
George, for the staff?
Yes. I just want to say one quick thing. As we get together and we hear these conversations about the previous actions and so forth, it's, for me, it's helping us to decide where we are and what we need to be working on as soon as we get ourselves organized. George?
Yeah, David's completely correct. It just needs to be implemented. And part of the problem... not just with this, is having the PMB's directive actually take place. Things really happen if the PMB says it. And so certainly I want to see this implemented as soon as we can. I just wanted to make two other comments. One was, there is a work group now to try to come up with some, which was put together by the PMB at, I think at the first meeting actually, which is to try to put together some way of doing Spanish language programming which takes into account what Jessica was saying, which is that you've got many different communities that you're talking about, and they need to somehow figure out how to do that for themselves at the same time that we're trying to somehow make this a network-wide program. Then the only other thing I wanted to say was that one of the things we did work on last year was support for a motion, which was already passed, actually, I think the year before, that we should do more national special events where we take people who are already active, who are putting together some kind of event where they need and would like to have a national audience, and we help them produce that in ways that they can get a national audience. So, I mean, okay. Something coming up, for instance, on climate change. Something for the middle of September. Some of the large organizations are trying to do that. And by doing that, we get access, they'll promote what we're doing. We get access to their lists. They find out about Pacifica. It seems to me like a win-win situation. And again, it's a matter of actually making it happen. It was also passed by the PMB a while back that we should start doing that.
This is Kim.
And Tarun, please.
Kim. Oh, George, will you finish?
I was finished.
George, will you?
That was it? Yeah, I'm sorry, I was finished, yes.
Kim?
Mm-hmm. George, are you saying that idea was passed by somebody, your climate change idea?
No, not the climate change idea, but the idea that we should do national programming, national special event programming, yeah, it was passed maybe 2 years ago. Actually, it was passed when I was chair.
What was the nature of the motion?
I can send it to you all, but basically
yeah,
said...
the other thing
the
is...
Direct should put in place the capacity to do national special events programming.
Who should do that?
The executive director.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you know, they do that for election, you know, federal
yeah,
elections and all that.
Exactly. But my feeling is that doesn't buy us much. We actually even have to pay for the, you know, to cover the conferences. We need to be covering the alternatives.
Okay, point of order?
It's something different.
Well, that's,
anyway, that's the idea.
That's your opinion, and that's, you know, your opinion about how it should be implemented. But
point of order.
Up for discussion. I would just like to, the person that talked about underwriting, I would like to put that idea on the agenda and find out a little bit more about that, because there is sort of a Pacifica policy about underwriting.
Okay, before we start to set up an agenda for this meeting or any other meeting, let me just hear from people.
You're muted, Jim. Jim, your mute button is on.
Who said point of order? Hello?
Yeah, I had raised a point of order, but I also heard a male voice make a point of order, but it's definitely...
Three?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is not on my point of order, which the matter has resolved itself, but to be on the stack. And I'm sorry, I missed the beginning, although I signed on to make sure you guys had quorum. I missed the beginning of the conversation because I'm driving and I was in a bad patch. So are we talking about the goals for this committee?
Yes, we're getting an idea of what has to be done. And, yes, in a sense, yes.
Okay.
Not specific goals, but we do have ideas of items that were being worked on and also items that we probably need to pick up as a committee. But we haven't made any decisions on those yet.
So I would, you know, there are many iterations of some of the motions and that have passed the PNB in the past 5 years or so. And there's other work that previous PNB committees, programming committees, have done, but we don't seem to have access to any of the old Yahoo group messages, so, you know, it's like we're starting a clean slate every time, which is like a horrible waste of human energy. But one of the things that I hope that this committee will undertake is ensuring that there's a path forward to create from among present talent, but also to set up a process for
NALC.
Somebody, pound one. Hello. Pound one. Who is that?
Somebody. Hello. Could somebody just mute their phone, please? Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'd like to see us do is to set up a process for identifying how national programming is identified. I know we have a rule that there's no must carry, that no station can be compelled to carry a particular program, but there are some programs that, by fiat over the past few years, have in fact become national programming, often with no obligation to fundraise for the stations whose primetime hours they occupy, and I don't mean that in a good sense, not in the Wall Street sense. So I'd like us to have a conversation about that. I'd like us to revisit the idea of setting up a program council that binds a program director, you know, by its recommendations, because that program council will not be evaluated. At the end of the year... Okay, if you're not speaking, please pound one so we don't have all your background noise. So that at the end of the year, it is a human being who gets evaluated based on the work they've done programming the station. The council doesn't get evaluated. So, you know, it's one thing to have an advisory body, and it's one thing to talk about having serious input and mechanisms for getting information from the audience about what they're hearing, but it's another thing to say that a PD is going to be bound to follow the recommendations of a committee which probably will have few people among it with actual programming, radio programming, or broadcast programming experience.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else at SAC? Thank you, Serene, for that. That's great information.
Very good.
Go ahead.
You know, one thing I'd like us to take up during the year is the whole we have the programming council. I'm not, and we need to see how that's going to. Well, first of all, we need to refresh ourselves as to that motion. I don't even know what the final version of it was, although George just sent it to us. But I, you know, a constant problem is PDs instituting stuff on their own. And so I don't know to what extent the program council would prevent that. You know, they just snatch shows and put them on and snatch shows and put them and take them off. And PDs and GMs. And so we need to have some kind of democratic mechanism. Whether or not the current version of the program council provides for that or not, I'm just saying we need to verify.
This is Jessica. Can I be back on the set, please?
Yes, Jessica.
I can go ahead, or is there someone else on the set? I didn't.
Go ahead. There's no one else in front of you.
Okay. All right. My part as far as being on the program council, or this program council I want to be proud of being part of, I should say, comes from this point of view. And just keep in mind, I am a programmer, and I'm tasked with finding music for my show and stuff like that. I still think that all of the programmers that are allowed airtime on our airwaves, whether it's volunteer work or their employees, I believe they should all be tasked with coming up with their own festival, with their own event, fundraising event. Programmers don't want to be told what to play. They don't want to be told how to play it, when to play it, who to play, but they also, if we don't do that, and, you know, I'm responsible for my own show, if you're not going to do that for me, then it should be part of one of the privileges of being on the airwaves of any of our stations. And when I first went to Washington and with TFW, there were a whole, I got to meet a whole bunch of programmers, and coming from KPFT, the idea about programming, it's always like people think that if they tell the program director or the manager of the station, hey, you know, I don't like this program, take it off. Or if they say, you know, I like this program, why did you take it off? They will berate or insult or get really angry. And then I feel that passion for, you know, both the listener and the manager. But it's these are things that we all have to understand as far as being part of Pacifica. The grids will always change. And so if being part of the program council, I keep thinking to myself, I'm not here to put in programming. I think we have a lot of great programming. But I wish we could put a little more responsibility on those that are given the airwaves privilege. You know, at least they should be able to have their own festivals. If you need help, you know, there's people. I don't know why KPFT, KPFK, all of our stations can't have a Pacifica festival where all five stations are having, you know, events and fundraising and bands playing. I mean, it's been a long time where people want to try to change the programming on and to get angry about stuff, but to be honest with you, it's not, we're volunteers, a lot of us, so we only have so much we can do. And a lot of it comes from our listeners, so to do them justice, you got to know what's going on in the community, and as well as, you know, sitting here and just wringing your hands, oh, the manager doesn't understand. Well, you know, they will if you give them, if there's enough listeners that are willing to support this particular point of view or another, but just being part of a program council doesn't mean that we get to change programming. I mean, I thought it meant we need to direct our programmers and we need to direct our programs. We have existing programs, and we have existing programmers. Like George Ryder's show is one of the first shows I ever heard on KPFT and hooked me to the station. So we need to work on that kind of an idea where, you know, I'm not trying to change the programming because people get upset and they're like, oh, I can't believe they took our show off. But I've found out with Pacifica, sometimes they come back. And sometimes it can be just a couple of years down the road. Well, heck, the soap operas can kill off a character and then all of a sudden they show up the next week. It sounds crazy, but it's happened on KPFT where I got upset and then for no reason these people came back later. It turns out they had scheduling issues. It wasn't my radio station that was doing the change. So I learned then at that point, well, we need to work within our model. So I'm being part of a program committee, but I'm coming from that point of view. I want to point our programmers where they need to go if they're not comfortable with social media, if they don't know how that works. You know, we need to talk about that. If some of them are still kind of nervous to be on the air, they're not really comfortable with that kind of stuff, that's where I'm coming from. So, and on top of that, we have a lot of people, we have our own talent that we can ship all over the place and podcast on online radio stations and still keep our infrastructure intact. That was my purpose for joining this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Serene for the staff room.
Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. I wonder if someone could read the bylaws description of the programming committee. And if we could, I think it's really useful to hear different people's ideas and interests and, you know, what they oppose and what they propose and so on and so forth. But we could do that all night. So I'm wondering if someone could read, if this hadn't been done already, perhaps someone read it already, but what the bylaws say about the programming committee and then decide what we want to try to accomplish in the, you know, 6 short months. Well, 7 or 8, really. But, you know, we have so much stuff happening. What this committee believes it can be accomplished this year for Pacifica's programming. And, you know, because our primary product and our primary interest as a committee has to be what's on the air. We're a broadcast entity. That should be our focus.
Thank you. I don't have that in front of me right now, but it's a good idea for us all to read it and understand it. Not just for this committee, but for everything that we're going to do in reference to programming for the network, so that we all are promoting the same thing. We all are looking at the same policies and procedures and so forth. So we all are on the same boat. I think it's a great idea. I don't have it in front of me. If someone wants to read it tonight, that's fine, but I think each one of us need to read that before the next meeting and understand exactly what the committee was supposed to be doing.
I can read it for you, Jim. I got it in front of me.
You do? Can you do it now?
Yep.
Thank you.
So this is under the section of establishing standing committees. A programming committee which shall ensure the programming at all Foundation radio stations meets and fulfills the Foundation's purposes as stated in the Articles of Incorporation. So it's very broad. Shall ensure that programming at all Foundation radio stations meets and fulfills the Foundation's purposes as stated in the Articles of Incorporation.
Beneath the third stack.
And that's what we've been working with all this time. And it seems that, from what I can understand, that over the years it's been different people's interpretation of that. Of that broad statement. Is that true, George?
I mean, it is so broad that I don't think anything anybody's ever done has contradicted it.
Good.
Yeah. Benito, please say.
Go ahead.
And then Serena, if I could follow up.
Benito. And then Serena.
You know, George's reading of that section brings up a point that I've been meaning to ask for, 5 years. because I've been on the I've been on the LSD for 5 years, and I have yet to see a copy of the Articles of Incorporation. So if I don't know, George, if you have it, or Jim, or some, or Shereen, if one of y'all could send it to the rest of the members of the committee, then that, I think that would go a long ways to help them understand our charge.
Okay, Serene.
Would somebody volunteer to do that?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask that it be read now. Because it's true that the language is relatively broad, but if we're to get anything done, we have to decide what our focus is going to be.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about, is our programming mission compliant? But then, there are several parts of the mission, right? And it would include getting from our CAB their community needs assessment, if we're going to really look at the programming. And when we look at the programming, we can't just draw a hard line between, arts and public affairs, which is the constant fight that some people are having in their mind. But, I think that's a mindset because, for example, D.C., which, over the years I've heard dismissively referred to as, oh, they only play jazz. Well, I actually listen to D.C., and there are jazz programmers who are very informed about public affairs and who mix public affairs and poetry and everything that's happening with the music, which in and of itself is phenomenal. But it's not either or. So there's this artificial, there's a line that in my experience is artificial, that people draw in the sand and then start to fight. So which of the articles are we trying to focus on and doing, in this committee, or which task forces or work groups do we want to set up to bring ideas to the next meeting with regard to particular articles? Particular aspects of the mission, because we've already lost an awful lot of time in terms of getting work done this year for, all sorts of reasons. It's really important that we structure the time that we have left.
I agree. Anyone else? If not, then I think it's time for us to, one thing that I wanted to do tonight was to give people an idea of what has to be done. I'm not the chair. I'm not going to run for the chair, but I think as soon as we organize ourselves, we'll be able to really streamline a lot of what we need to do and come up with something that would get us started. Based on what we've discussed tonight, there are a few things that we can suggest for the agenda next time. And I would like
Hello?
Yeah, and I would like to do that by email and so that we have it for the next meeting. But the other thing that we have to do for the next meeting is to consider who our chair is going to be and who our officers are going to be of this committee. And how do you want to do that? You want to nominate people now and have so people can think about that,
yep.
Or are you going to wait until the next meeting? I think we should consider nominations now.
Benita, to this thing.
Yes.
First of all, I requested earlier that somebody volunteer to send the members of the committee. A copy of the articles, and Serene asked that we go through them now so as to develop some work groups. Those are two proposals, related proposals right there. Number two, Jim, I didn't hear the first thing you said, but my third point, and so if you could repeat that, what it is that we should do by email. But number three, I really think that it's precipitous to try to nominate folks at this meeting. We're just starting to meet each other, and not everybody is on the committee is even on this call, which is not our fault. you know, and we got to move. But I don't know. I just feel very uncomfortable doing that. I think that if we know we got to hurry up and elect the chair and the secretary. There ain't no two ways about that. But I think we need to, wait and think about what we heard from the different folks that at least the ones that are on the call now, and think about it for next time.
Okay.
Well, what is it that you, there's something that you said that I just couldn't hear right, about something that should be done by email.
I said there's a lot that was discussed tonight that could help formulate a form and agenda for our next meeting.
Yeah, okay.
And we could, and I said also that if we wanted to make nominations for officers of this committee, we could do that by email or make the nominations now. You're suggesting that we not do that, that we wait another month to do it, another few weeks to do it.
Well, the next meeting, whenever that be.
Yeah. How does everyone else feel about that?
Eric ran me to the stack.
Eric?
It occurs to me that perhaps Benito's right. I mean, I don't know anyone. But having said that, I don't think August should materialize and let's not have officers in place. I'm thinking there's a good, if there's a chance we could even have a special meeting. I don't know if the PNB does that. But in any event, if the dossiers could be sent out or the information bits about anyone who's interested in being a candidate, if that can be sent out immediately, if anyone wants to consider themselves, or another member to be an officer, if that could be sent out, I mean, I would have a rough idea who's who and what they envision. So, if anyone, I mean, I'm asking that anyone who's interested in being candidate send that information out electronically, and that by August 1st, no later than August 1st, we should have a panel of officers in place.
I hear you, Eric. It's very good. May I just make a comment on that? I don't see how we can wait that long.
Oh, no, I'm not saying we wait that long, but I'm saying no later. I mean, it's fine if we have it done in 2 weeks or 30 days. I mean, I'm fine with 2 weeks.
Are you suggesting that anyone who wishes to run for or to be a officer of this committee should send out their intention to everyone?
Well, not just not only their intention, but just a few words about themselves. I mean, I heard people just give a description of themselves this evening, but, you know, I'd like some kind of statement from each potential candidate about, you know, what they stand for in terms of their vision for the network. I mean, I heard it tonight, but it'd be great to see the name attached. It'd be great to see it in writing. This is June 9th. I mean, if we could have this process completed by, you know, 30 days, that's fine. But, I mean, at my experience with the network, things seem like they drag on forever. I'm on one committee, and we're no closer to an achievement than we were this time last year. So, I mean, I'm just setting a date, an arbitrary date. It's fine if we have this done in 2 weeks. But, I mean, I'd like to see a statement from each person who's interested in becoming a candidate. I mean, I'm not going to remember everybody's name tonight who mentioned their name and where they are. But I'd like to see something electronically.
Okay. Nancy on the stack, please.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I don't have this invitation to join the club. So could whoever did it last year, is that you, George? Could you, or the year before, could we be sent these new members? I mean, I'm not getting anything. I asked this before. This is the second time I'm asking. And that way we can communicate on the email listserv, too.
This is my third or fourth time, this is Eric. I've never received it. I've mentioned it four or five times. I just got the dial-in information about a quarter of the hour, about an hour ago. I mean, I received nothing. I've sent my email a billion times, and I received nothing.
Well, the notices for the meeting have been sent out several times.
I got the notice of the meeting. But is there a listserv for the programming committee? Has it ever existed?
We have.
I'm sure there was.
Can I have the staff?
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Yeah, there is. It's called PROGLIST.
Say it again, George.
I'm sorry?
Can you say it again?
It's called PROGLIST, Proglist. I sent out the motion on the program councils to Proglist. So anybody who's on this call, is there anybody who's on this call who did not get that? Because that would mean you're not on Proglist.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Eric, right? I did not get it.
Yeah.
Nancy did not. Eric did not.
Okay, so we have to do some work with Otis to have him
George, I'm
have him
you
populate that list correctly. That would be the first thing to do.
Serene, please.
Yes,
Serene.
You have the correct list. So
all of the names.
I'm sorry,
Jim recognized me. May I
haven't finished speaking yet, Serene.
I'm sorry. There was someone else speaking. I asked to be recognized, and I was recognized.
Okay.
But go ahead, Mr. Ryder.
Serene, I was in the middle of speaking. So
go ahead, Mr. Ryder.
Let George finish. Go ahead, George.
So, anyway, that's supposed to exist. It did exist last year, and it worked last year. I have any problem with having an additional Yahoo group where you can actually save things on it. But the list that Otis puts together are sort of supposedly kept up to date as to who's a member and who isn't, and we all would have access to that. So my suggestion is, Jim, that you send the correct list, which is apparently not quite what's on KPFTX, to Otis and ask him to populate it correctly within a day or so, so that it can be used.
Okay, the list I have is the one I got from as a result of our last P&B meeting. I think that's the one that Serene sent me, and I'll get that out now. I have it in an email form that I can't. I have to reorganize it now, but all the names will be there. Okay?
And put me back on the stack. I have one other thing to say. But
well, why don't you finish, George?
Well, I can send you... no, I can't, actually. I was going to say I can send you the KPFTX list, which has all the phone numbers on it. I have no way of doing that since Proglist is not actually working correctly and doesn't have everybody on it.
Let me send you the list that we have right now.
Sorry, this is Serene, please.
Yeah.
May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Serene. Benito.
The list that I created, which consists of P&B members and station delegates.
Right.
Which is a comprehensive list of the membership of this year's programming committee that I sent to you, Jim, a couple of weeks ago, has also been sent to Otis more than once, by the way. So I'm not quite sure what that comment meant about why the list isn't correct. And it should be correct, both on KPFTX under the list of committee members, and it should also have been automatically added to the program committee list at kpftx.org, which is the email address that Mr. Wright is using. I don't know quite what the problem is. There have been dozens of emails sent back and forth, and none of it addresses the primary problem, which is that we're beginning 2014 with the anecdotal history of, you know, individuals in terms of what previous committees have done. And there is no institutional history because the Yahoo groups, which used to exist, and I understand that for people who do not have Yahoo, that when those, you know, various service providers are, decide to fight amongst themselves as they are. They make it difficult for you to do business with more than one of them. So if you have a Hotmail address or now apparently a Gmail address, the Yahoo groups are finding difficulty registering you and the rules have changed. And so I understand that the companies are not making it easy. But the primary point is that